Today we're at the Garrison Dam National Fish Hatchery visiting with Hatchery Manager Rob Holm and North Dakota Game and Fish Department Fishery Supervisor Jerry Weigel to talk about their unique partnership. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department.
It literally goes back to the early 1960s when the hatchery was first built. And it seemed like staffing was somewhat limited, so I think there were some arrangements even back then to where the state said, hey, we'll take care of the fish spawning and egg collection, we'll take care of transporting the fish, and then the service said, we'll take care of the fish culture and rearing the fish on the hatchery. So both the department and the service do what they do best.
We were both very small organizations at the time when we had a big challenge in front of us, getting, you know, establishing a recreational fishery here in North Dakota.
We had a demand for more, the salmon fishing was really taking off. We needed more production capability. So the state invested $2 million and built the salmon and trout building on the grounds of the fish hatchery. And again, we pay the service to operate that. And then a few years later, we could see as more water was coming, more fishing lakes, we needed more pond space. So the state came in and built a separate rearing unit with 40 more acre and a half ponds to complement the 24 that the service originally had from the 60s.
And that was the time when we were looking at building up the fishery, especially in Lake Sakakawea. We just didn't have the capacity here at the original hatchery to do so. The Game and Fish built 40 new ponds, and that actually added two-thirds to our capacity as far as walleye production goes. And kind of the story took off from there with our walleye production being prior to that in a couple million a year. Today what we see is, you know, like I said, 12 million going out. And with those numbers, we can actually manage a tremendous walleye fishery throughout North Dakota.
Give the big news.
The big news is after 26 years here and 30 some years in the Fish and Wildlife Service, I've decided to retire and to go out and actually take advantage of some of those fish we've been stocking with my grandkids. And not boasting, we had such a great crew here, we were able to get a lot accomplished in those years we've been here. You know, the wreck fishing part is a huge part of what we do, but we also have, from our federal side, we are invested in restoration and recovery efforts. And so I remember the first year I got here, we had a single tank in the trout barn. It was called at the time of the storage facility for us. And that tank we'd bring fish in, a pallid sturgeon in from the wild, and hold them here for a couple days before they were shipped down to South Dakota at the Gavin's Point Fish Hatchery. And that was a program that needed a boost, right? We had around 200, 250 wild adults left before that population was extinct in North Dakota. And so getting that one going and really, you know, taking that building from a storage shed and putting it into a production building where like 80% of the pallid sturgeon that were stocked out nationwide came out of it. It's pretty remarkable. Being able to take that fish that was on the brink of extinction and reestablish those populations up and down the Missouri and Yellowstone rivers. I mean, those fish will be here when my grandchildren have kids, right? They're gonna be here long after I'm gone. And so I think that's kind of a big thing, you know? I didn't want to see that fish go out extinct on my watch, and it won't be. Typically, you have your federal hatcheries and you have your state hatcheries, and they really don't mix. They each have a different purpose. But it shouldn't be that way. I mean, there's so much opportunity that we have to work together. And when you look at it, the public doesn't see us as a different agency. Our relationship's phenomenal. I remember the first time I went back to Washington, we had a project leaders meeting that was a national in scope. And I was telling the rest of these guys out there what an opportunity you have here in North Dakota and how it should be a model for the rest of the states. You know, the sharing of not only the resource, but of the staffing, of the equipment and so forth.
It's unique, not only the fact that we work together, but it's unique in that over the years, the department has came in and actually built additional ponds, We built an additional trout and salmon rearing building, and we just provide operating funds to the service to operate that for the state, which again increases our partnership to where we have to work together because they're taking care of our facilities for us.
We produce more fish here than any other federal hatchery when you're talking like your cool water fish, walleye, that type, and it's so cheap. And we were able to demonstrate that we could raise our fish cheaper than anyone. And then when you look at the cost, like you said, for walleye, I mean, we're doing it for less than a penny, you know? So it's only because of the partnership that we have established.
You know, the best thing I can say is it definitely exemplifies where you're working for the same common goal. We're actually working to make fishing better across the state. And it's regardless of what uniform or patches on our sleeve, is they want to produce great healthy fish, lots of them. And the state wants to make sure we're getting them to the lakes and providing the proper management that makes for the best fishing we can possibly provide.
What directs where we're going with our programs? A lot of it is angler use. So in North Dakota, walleye is king. So a lot of our programs have switched from small stockings of miscellaneous fishes to walleye. And today our annual production is nearly that 12 million walleye, which that 12 million actually represents, I was checking into this last year, the next highest production in any state in the union is around 5 million walleye fingerlings, and we're producing in this hatchery alone 12 million. So we do it, yeah, big difference. And that's only because of the cooperative relationship we have with Game and Fish. It's two-thirds of the pond production that we're getting is from Game and Fish funded ponds. And it's, you know, they're biologists that are out there collecting the brood stock. We just have to show up and assist with the spawning. In a lot of cases, they'll even bring the fish back, you know, the eggs back, which is great.
What we stock isn't driven by what the hatchery can produce. It's driven by a need. And 30 years ago, let's say walleyes, we only needed 3 to 5 million because we had less than 200 lakes to stock. Today, we have 450 lakes to stock, and 10 to 12 million is just barely enough to cover what we need to do. And having said that, if we take a kind of a rough tally, since even the 80s, when we had this, the facilities that the state and the service owned together, we've shipped over 248 million walleye fingerlings across the state.
When it comes to the extensive culture, the walleye production, the stuff that's going on outside, a lot of that is like farming. I mean, we've got the biologist that goes out there, he's fertilizing the ponds to get zooplankton to grow, to get chironomids to be able to feed, so that when he stocks his walleye in there, these things will be able to grow to the size that you saw this morning. But if you don't manage that pond correctly, and there's a lot of factors that go into that, you can end up with a zero return on them, right? A bunch of fish would starve out, or they'd be cannibalizing, or they just, you know, the quality of the water quality would be so poor that you would get nothing back. Oh, what am I gonna miss? There's a lot. I mean, it's been my life. The people that come through here, it's huge. I guess being able to impact the fisheries in North Dakota and beyond. It's not just in North Dakota that we're doing things for. It's been a long time, you know. The program itself has been awesome, and the partnership has been wonderful. And those people always have.